synonymous part of the culture of entertainment. You throw up these hand symbols and everything, and it's like nobody ever thinks that, oh, you can know what they mean, whatever, whatnot. Anton LaVey was hell, showing these on the Donahue show. But you show people this stuff, and people are like, oh, well, you know.
One step too far, I wanted to ask you, what did you think about Jim Carrey on that late night appearance where he did the Illuminati joke with the all-seeing tongue, I think, and he did that triangle? Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, when I saw that, what I was kind of thinking, at first I was kind of confused, but then it was like, I was thinking Jim Carrey, because you know he kind of, right after that, he kind of went on this whole thing where he was operating almost like he was operating off script.
Yes, it was like
that appearance on the show when he did the Illuminati thing. That was kind of our like introduction to him about to slide into something completely different. Because when he did that, it was funny to the rest of like everybody else, but to me it was like, wait a minute, hold on, what are you doing? And when he kept being like, you know, like, come on, man, you know, and you know that we do this, and you know what this means, and so and so, I was shocked, but it was also like I was thinking that maybe he's preparing for a role. But then when I saw over time, like after he started growing the beard, like and everything, and when he would be caught in public and he would say things, it would sound weird to other people, but to you know, somebody like us, we could kind of hear what he's doing. He's speaking almost, he started speaking about the industry from the standpoint of like somebody who's played several roles, including whom he actually is, like, publicly. He says, do you really know who Jim Carrey is?
Right. You know, I think that he might even be conscious of the esoteric aspect of many of his roles. He'd have to be. Because you can connect Jim Carrey's awakening in The Truman Show, which is about a false man becoming a true man through initiation, Dog Star, to the movie The Number 23, which is definitely based... That's based on Robert Anton Wilson and the Dog Star, the cosmic trigger that causes an awakening in a person. And so, and this is consistent through many of his movies. And sometimes it's a little more covert, but there's always this... there's this subtext that connects all of Jim Carrey's characters as though you're looking at one person, one role, like that is just portrayed in different situations. And I think, again, that these are these characters are picked because of their archetype that they embody, but it's beyond just they're chosen for their acting ability.
Yeah, I think you're onto something, because I think that, like, for instance, there was... a black actor, well known. He played in the Lovecraft series, and he played in a bunch of other stuff. Michael Williams recently died. They said he died of a drug overdose in his apartment or whatever. You know how that goes. They always give us those stories. But I feel like he was an accomplished enough actor, like a Chadwick Boseman type of, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like you've played enough versatile roles and on different aspects of the world stage to where he, in my eyes, was a likely candidate for a death faker.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed too. This death faking is like an elevation. It's a promotion of some kind. They go into, and this. I brought up, someone asked me about it, and yeah, I did get to the Mac Miller story. I didn't go deeper into it, but Mac Miller, MM33, All Seeing Eye, it all shouts death faker. And then his lyrics, the foreshadowing, to a T. So they tell you all the time, and it seems like a promotion.
And I'm gonna tell you, and I think that. The way it's presented to the mass, when the mass public thinks about it, when somebody like us try to present this to the mass public, we're looked at as like, man, you're crazy, because why would they walk away from their family and everything, yada, yada, yada? Their family's still here grieving for them and all of that. Okay, I tell everybody this. Since the Nipsey Hussle situation, we haven't seen a trial, haven't even seen a preparation for a trial, anything yet. Lauren London disappeared from the world stage for a while. She filmed T.I.'s movie, ATL, they filmed a part two, which is, I think it's, it comes up on one of those numbers as like an anniversary. But it's just the fact that Nipsey's mother is gone, his brother's gone, all these characters that we were seeing on a regular during his death period, well, during the time that he was being promoted when he was alive and until he died or, you know, left the world stage, these people have disappeared, and now they're slowly but surely acclimating Lauren London back onto the world stage in different shows and things like that. And I'm thinking, like, people don't realize these people are still alive. So even when you're seeing them grieving or you're thinking they're grieving, folks never think about something. When we look at celebrities, like I had this conversation about somebody when it comes to celebrities when they get pregnant. I'm like, now, when you hear about your favorite celebrity getting pregnant and they're having a baby, yada, 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 they tell you they're having a baby, let's do this January 1st. They already have this child or whatever situation is already set up. These photos have already been taken, and they're on like a system where they're going to be released to the media at certain times throughout, as long as this person should be pregnant. Somebody else is carrying these babies. And
okay, that's another aspect I want to get into here, which of a magic is astrology.
What I'm getting at basically is this, is that you're given a character. You're given these characters, like, you know what I'm saying, Rihanna, Beyonce, like, you know what I'm saying, whomever you want to put in there. You're given these characters, and you're shown these characters going through regular life situations or whatnot. These characters aren't going through this stuff, and it's because they're doing other things. You have to constantly stay preparing for whatever is coming next. So you have people, this stuff is already pre-planned, pre-done, photo shoots done of how far along you should look pregnant with the prosthetic belly photos and everything, and, you know, all of that, the prosthetic masking to make you look a little bit more swollen while you're pregnant, everything. Knowing that this person isn't pregnant at all, it's stagecraft. And then you see them do a concert a year later, and they're slim, trim, they had the baby just a couple months ago, and they're on stage and all of that. I think the entire reality we're given, I mean, with anything we see on television, nothing is real.
Well, this is coming up. Saturday, as in this Saturday, Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be speaking at this Turning Point event. And the thing is, I've been noticing, Turning Point, and this is a reference, I believe, to the Turner Diaries. And it's a reference of the coming Timothy McVeigh event that I believe is predicted. But I've noticed this Turning Point phrase has come up along with the McCloskeys, who are right off the cover of the Turner Diaries. But yeah, speaking of world stage movie, Kyle Rittenhouse was born the same day as Greta Thunberg. So to me, these are all just characters planted there to agitate us. It's very formulaic. And so the fact that he's going to be there Saturday, major agitation move, if you ask me.
See, and this is how come I think, honestly, like, just going back to when we were talking about the whole JonBenet situation and about the Aaliyah situation and everything, this is why, when we talk about this world stage, like I said, when I started writing my book, I started deep diving and really going into, like, the conversations that we have over here and the different comments and everything, and I've come to this. As far as this whole entertainment thing with the children and the people that we see who appear on the world stage, these people are groomed from the time that they're children. These stories that we get about them, oh, I went to school with them, so-and-so, these friends are manufactured. This history is of them is manufactured. They'll mix some of the person's real. Yeah, they might have grew up in this neighborhood and did this and that, but what they don't tell you is that, like, every summer, this child might have went away for the whole summer, for, you know what I'm saying, 3 months, he was gone, or she was gone. until school was about to start. And it's like, oh, where'd you go for the summer? And this child would just say, oh, I went away for like a camp for the summer or to see my grandparents or whatever. I think these children were being groomed from the time that they were very young. Because like you said, with the Rittenhouse and with like Greta, born on the same day. What a damn
point. Yeah, yes, and you can find Greta doing the A-OK sign over her eye back when she's like 3 years old.
And remember on Twitter when the